This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Okay, first things first. Yep. That eclipse was weird. That was weird. It was all like windy and dogs were barking. And
I just want to make sure that
I
understand.
Dark outside.
All
it was weird.
All of this completely because a lot went on. So, like, there was an earthquake over the weekend. On Friday, and everybody thought the end of the world. We're still here, right?
For now, yeah, okay. I guess so. Yeah. So I think we made it.
So a bunch of people.
Or the good people have been taken, and we're the ones that
are
left over.
Okay.
We're going to hell.
So
that's probably what happened.
But like thousands upon thousands of people drove, flew, crawled, walked to our state for a couple of minutes and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars for just a couple of minutes. Yeah. Am I understanding that correctly? Fine.
That is true. That's okay. All true. That's all true. Yeah.
All right.
It was weird, man.
Yeah.
It was bizarre. But yes, if you're still here and you haven't been raptured, congratulations, you're going to hell. We'll have fun, though. It'll be a good time. We'll have fun. We'll have wine. It'll be great.
We'll load up the bus. We'll have some charcuterie boards. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Right. Yeah. We'll be fine. But if someone you know is raptured, congratulations. They're going to the good place. And the rest of us are here. So there you go. We are here, and you can join us now on the McClarty Daniel Hotline at 866-285-4005.
Anything happen over the weekend?
Piggy Smalls with a early contender for text of the day. Today, we witnessed a rare phenomenon, which we are not likely to see again in our lifetime. A coach left a better job to come to Arkansas.
Well,
Biggie Smalls.
With
the line of the day so far. How about that? They finally let John Tyson hire a coach over there. He'd been trying to get Malzahn for 10 years,
and
they let him get Calipari, and there you go.
All right, so
there it is.
You're in one of two camps today. You're either, this is the greatest thing. This, by the way, this is the most qualified head coach that's ever been hired on this campus ever, in any sport ever.
More
this
than
guy
Bielema.
Right here. More than Bielema.
He's second.
Yep, right. Bielema would be second. This guy is the top of the line. So you're in one of two camps. Either this is a great day for Razorback basketball. Hire a coach who's got a national title, has a history of winning. He's got 855 career wins. It's pretty good. Or you're in the camp that John Tyson just hired one of his buddies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, those
can both be true?
Both can be true.
Can I have a foot in either camp?
You can have a foot in each camp. I'm in the wait and see. 30 days ago, Calipari lost to Oakland, and we were all out on it.
We were laughing. We were pointing and laughing.
Passed him by.
That's what I said, yes.
And right. Now we're, now he's here.
Yeah.
We did. Now, when we last talked, Chris Beard was on a plane in Oxford his way.
No, the plane was gassed up. He wasn't on the plane. The plane was gassed up.
And we told you that was not happening.
Right.
Then, as we were leaving, I believe it was Jerome Tang. Who was?
We also told you that wasn't happening.
Who was in negotiations?
We did not tell you this would happen, though. To be fair,
then it was Will Wade and Chris Jansen. Then Sunday, the bombshell drop that Darryl Walker was interviewing for this job.
Do you know what, you know, when you talk about the rapture, like I woke up this morning and I, for some reason, the first thing I went to was Yahoo News.
Why?
I don't know. You get weird stuff on there sometimes. And like the third article was like already an analysis of Calipari to Ruskin or Calipari to Arkansas. And so I'm sitting there going, how long was I asleep? Am I dead?
Well,
like,
okay,
what the hell happened here?
So what we said and what we told you last week, by the way, it may have seemed like an eternity between the time Musselman did his goofy-ass video on the plane and you allegedly have John Calipari, which is not official yet, but whatever.
It may be by the time this airs. It who knows?
It was one business day between that and John Calipari.
All they needed was one day of subterfuge, and Beard gave them that.
But here's it. We told you, just cross the first names off the list. Because
those
are
just, it's right
all
about
a smokescreen, and then somebody's going to come out of nowhere, and that's going to be your guy. It's exactly what happened. Nobody knew who the guy was. And look, if you had Calipari on your list, like on Saturday or Friday, you're lying.
No.
Okay? You're lying.
No, nobody had this.
Nobody had this.
Till it started to be, there were whispers yesterday, and then it became a deal.
And based on the hysterical nature of this fan base and a coaching search, there's no better outcome than what happened
in getting
John Calipari. You couldn't have repaired this. And now, Hunter Yurecek, he seems like the greatest guy ever.
Yeah.
Well,
did he have anything to do with this? Other than introducing people to people?
I am certain that...
His signature's on there, but I mean, that's...
I don't know this for a fact, but based on the offensive coordinator search, I'm willing to bet it went this way. John Tyson calls Hunter Yurecek and goes, you know, Cal can be got for nothing. Look, John Calipari was going to be fired at the end of this coming basketball season
in
Kentucky.
Yes.
So he gets to reset his coaching clock. Mm-hmm. Good for him. He's not taking it, and you got him for free. You don't have to pay anything. I'm sure that that's the way it started, was Tyson going, hey, dude, he doesn't have a buyout. You can get him, and mm-hmm. he's willing to go, would you like me to make the call?
Yes.
And that's how the introduction was made. I'm 99.9% certain that's exactly what happened.
Yep.
And then when they get together, they start talking, boom, 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 boom. Next thing you know, everybody's reporting that John Calipari is on his way to Arkansas to coach the basketball team.
Well, the other thing I thought of is, Larry Merchant used to call it boxing theater of the unexpected. Uh-huh. No. Doing this job, covering that school, this is theater of the unexpected. Every time, they always give you something where you're like, good or bad. It's always like, how the hell that happened?
Yeah.
I mean, it happens all the time. And let's not get this twisted either. These fans, more than championships, they crave relevance. They want likes. They want pats on the back. And this gets you a million and one doses of that. You are instantly, I mean, you have managed to, pardon the pun, eclipse. No one will remember in 6 months who wins this game tonight. But no one will forget that Calipari is going to Arkansas.
A friend of mine I had lunch with today said something, and I hadn't really thought about it in this terms. Arkansas stole the news cycle. When was the last time Arkansas basketball, for something good, was in the A block of the national?
For something good?
Like in sports, at SportsCenter or one of the nightly news.
They haven't taken over like this since something bad happened with the Petrino wreck.
Like something good. He asked me the question. He's like, well, when's the last time it happened? Like April 1st, 2012.
It was also, now the last time it was positive like this where they took over the news is when Petrino left the Falcons in the middle of the season. That was number one SportsCenter story. But basketball-wise, I mean, it's been the championship.
So, the
94 was the last time.
The collateral and the capital that you get simply from John Calipari's name is worth anything. Let me ask you this. You're a five-star recruit. Chris Jans, Chris Beard, Will Wade, and John Calipari walk into a room. Who do you know?
Well,
but answer the question. Who do you know?
Well, you know Calipari.
You know Calipari. You know who the other guys are.
Right.
Calipari on that alone is worth whatever you're going
to
pay him.
Look, he's always been able to recruit, but the last 5 years, last 5 times of the tournament, he's 1-4 in the last 5 NCAA tournament games. So that's the thing right there. There's no doubt they're going to get talent here. Is he going to adapt, or is he going to stay the same? If he stays the same, you have funded his retirement partially for the next 4 or 5 years. But if he adapts, not change. See, people get this. I think this is different, Zach. People say he needs to change. I don't think he needs to change. I just think he needs to adapt to the way college basketball. If he is willing to do that at 65 years of age, this could go very well. If he is just going to come in here and do the Calipari lap dance, and not change at all or adapt at all, well, then, I mean, you're going to win a lot of games, but ultimately you're not going to duplicate the success you had in March, it doesn't look like, under Musselman. That's the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, and the other thing, and I heard this, and this is where I kind of went, his son, he wants to hire his son as their personal, he was at Vanderbilt under Jerry Stackhouse, who obviously was let go. That sets off alarm bells to me, but you know what? He's got a 12-month grace period. Whatever he does in the next 12 months doesn't matter. It's going to be that second season. If you're struggling or you're not in the second weekend by year two, people around here are going to start getting a little upset.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that there was somebody, I forget who it was, one of the national guys says, well, you can go there with no expectation. Bull bleep.
Yeah,
wait.
That's the thing I've laughed. There's less pressure here. Oh, you've never been here.
Buddy, you don't know.
You've never been here.
The thing about Lexington is you can insulate yourself here. People will seek you out.
Yeah.
They will seek you out.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to BetOnline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Now, fortunately, no one here has ever popped a blood vessel in their hand talking about John Calipari on the radio before.
Either this league is not serious about getting better at college basketball, which could very well be true, or it's just I don't know.
Wait a minute. You want to penalize Kentucky because they're successful?
I'm confused.
Do they want to make the league better?
So not giving Kentucky less exposure.
How does that help the league? It doesn't help the league.
Okay, but them not going, how does that help the league?
It makes it more even. I don't know. I just don't like seeing Calipari's smug, arrogant face all over my television every single day. I hate it. I can't stand it anymore. I'm tired of him.
All right. So
sick of it. Stop it. Stop it!
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it now! Stop it! For God's sake, stop!
I'm tired of him. I hate him. He's cheating his butt off over there, and no one does anything about it.
Whoops.
Would you like to be the first?
What?
To say, welcome, coach.
Oh, I would like to extend a laurel and hearty handshake to John Calipari, the only coach they've ever hired who I have given the double bird to. So, I mean, that's never happened before.
Now, some of these departmental meetings are going to get weird because Dave Van Horn probably owes him an apology
as
well.
He was waving at him, too.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Just thinking out loud.
Yeah. And to all the people that say that I impact, the terrible state of affairs, well, in spite of that and me flipping off John Calipari, he's still coming to work here. So maybe I'm not that influential after all. Maybe that's what the case
is. I'd run with that for.
That's probably the case. Anyway. Yeah. So let's just calm down about the angry kid. All right. Well, there you go. Yeah. All righty. So he's coming here, and there you go.
I Musselman's got to be sitting when he heard the news. He went, "What? Wait, what? What?"
Well, here's
$8 million.
Hey, I have
an NIL fund.
I have a theory. because everyone always worried about this. Mm-hmm. So maybe this is still in play. We don't know what's happening out there. Do you think Musk takes the Kentucky job? Do you think that? Well, I mean, everybody around here was scared to death. Oh, God, he's going to leave for Kentucky.
So a couple of things. Musk, you were the problem.
It's me. Hi.
Musk was the problem. The Kentucky. Now, here's what's going to happen. Is Arkansas has completely stolen the news cycle. At least from noon yesterday.
They have, dare I say, eclipsed the news cycle.
Get out.
Thank you.
That's terrible.
Thank you.
From noon yesterday till probably 5 o'clock today. They're going to own the news cycle. Then, of course, you get the national title game. But tomorrow, this is going to spin to the Kentucky search, which if you thought this was a dumpster fire, folks, buckle up. Because that place, here's the thing about Kentucky is everybody is within reach except Dan Hurley. I think Dan Hurley would turn it down, no questions asked. But everybody is in play. That is the primo job in this sport. That place, because they can pay, and they can pay their players, and they can pay the coach. Somebody is going to run into that job and is going to make a fortune.
I'm watching video from WKYT Television. They sent a camera person to follow Calipari while he was walking his dog today in Lexington.
Well, yeah. So apparently,
along Richmond Road,
there was a report out that Calipari had called a players' meeting at his house.
Yeah. This is earlier
today.
You're
basically sending for the kids. I don't know how many of them are actually going to show up. But, you know, we talked about it the other day. Like, you know, the high school kids in this state.
Why does he have a stroller?
Because he's walking. It's a poodle. The high school kids in this state are now back in play, which is exciting. You guys want Arkansas kids? Your coach before you had no relationships with any of these coaches. Ain't going to take long for these guys to warm up to Cal. Welcome, 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 welcome.
You know what else? You know who else is happy today? Sam Pittman. He's been bought another year.
I don't think so.
I do. They're not going to be able to go to these same people in 6 months and say, hey, can we have $40 million again to go fix football? It's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. What has happened now is Tyson and Jerry Jones, they've punted for the next 5 years on football. They're like, you're throwing good money after bad. It's pointless.
I see.
We can make a lot of noise in basketball with the right money, and they're going for it in basketball. They are going all in.
This feels like one or maybe two big donors are in on basketball, and they're going to you can't have your football program. Look, your baseball team, I told you, is going to win the national title. Your basketball team is right there. You're now back in the conversation simply by hiring this coach. You cannot have your football team lag so far behind that it's irrelevant.
They just need them to tread water for 5 years.
They're not treading water against that schedule?
They need tread water. That's what they need to do. That's all they're asking for. Just don't go 2-10. If you go 2-10, you have to fight. Blow it up and start
fine.
Over.
5-7.
No, if they go 5-7, he'll be okay. I believe that this money isn't unlimited. There's only so many chicken nuggets in the world, all right? This money is not unlimited. So, I believe that they have strategically gone in on basketball because they think they're closer. They're obviously very close to a title in baseball. But in the sports that actually make money, football and men's basketball, which one is more attainable in the next 5 years? Men's basketball. Yeah. So they're going all in on that, and they just need football to not embarrass you for 5 years. That's all. The only thing they're asking for over there.
We
tread water.
We do have something that is very near and dear to our hearts. There are over 4,000 followers now on the Arkansas Edge Twitter page.
Best news of all of this.
Yep. 4,100 now.
DQ, disappointed it wasn't me.
Sorry about that.
Yeah,
well,
I know. Yeah,
it happened all so fast. I looked at it yesterday. I didn't expect it to get to 4,000 over the weekend.
I honestly thought I had died when I had read this today. I'm like, what happened here? Like, what's going on? And then you went to ESPN and like the first like six things were like these big pictures and like how can Calipari bring Arkansas back? I'm like am I awake? What is going on here? Because they don't talk about Arkansas in the big things on ESPN unless somebody effed up. Yeah, that's the only time they do it.
They don't know.
And they didn't do that today. Not now. It was bizarre. I did think the eclipse would end us all. I'm like, you know what? We can't have nice things.
Here's the other thing. And this goes back to kind of the mechanics of a coaching search. I don't think the beard thing was real. I think this was
a total smokescreen.
This was all, hey, I need you to run. This is an errand. I need you to go out and make it seem, because you don't hire John Calipari in 8 hours. John, that had been in the works for a bit. Mm-hmm. So this feels like they, whoever their errand boy is over there, they sent him to Beard or they sent him to Tang or whoever it was, just so they could say, well, you know, we're looking over here. They did not want anything to compromise what they were working on. And that's the way these things go, is it's a big smoke screen. Guy comes out at the last minute that's your candidate. So I don't think the Beard thing was real. Maybe they talked to him, but it just didn't feel like there was a whole lot of effort there.
I don't think Juracek ever talked to him.
Maybe not.
Maybe the outsiders may have.
They sent an errand boy over there to say, hey, do you have any interest in this?
Or it was a good old-fashioned trial balloon.
Maybe they hadn't, you know, sent somebody to just gas up
the
plane.
What it did was it bought them time and got everybody distracted for a couple of days. And then everybody thought the whole thing was, going down the toilet while they were actually getting work done behind the scenes.
One business day.
That's right.
Was how long you did not have a coach. One business day.
We've got a couple of texts here on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Joe and Van Buren, you think John Tyson can throw in a new arena so we can call it the Chicken House? No, the Chicken Ranch is what you got to call it. The Chicken Ranch. Come on. That's what you got to call it. It's a great idea. Let's see here. There was another one I wanted to read here. I can't find it. We'll get back. By the way, Twitch isn't working. Oh, now Twitch is working now. It wasn't working a second ago, and I have no control over it. But now it is working. So all you Twitchers out there, all you people Twitching, welcome to the web stream here on Ruskin and Zach, or whatever we call this deal. All right. 866-285-4005 is how you can join us on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Are Ruskin and Van Horn on the welcome committee? That's about the only way. Although we were kind of in the same room on Saturday, kind of. Not really, because it was outdoors. But, that's about the only way that would happen.
Yeah, you're not... you are a donor now, so...
I was in his house on Saturday at the game. Snuck in. Nobody was... Well, as I told people, only one guy wanted to whip my ass, but, I mean, that was it. So I thought that was pretty good. At the game on Saturday.
What? I'm sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh, okay.
I went to the game on Saturday.
I caught the tail end of that.
And the fiance went to get, drinks or refreshments, whatever. And when she came back, I said, well, only one guy wanted to whip my ass while you were gone. So
solid.
That was the joke.
Okay.
It wasn't a great joke, but it was a joke nonetheless.
It was funny.
That's your humor coming across?
Yeah, that is my sense of humor coming across.
Really?
Yes. You're still here, DQ? Oh, I'm kidding. All right, let's...
What are we wearing today?
South Carolina sweater.
That would be garnet and black.
You want like some real South Carolina stuff? Like inside the building South Carolina stuff?
Sure.
I can hook you up with that. I know a guy.
Okay.
Yes, he does.
That's right. I know a guy.
That's right. All right, let's go to Ben in Fayetteville on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, Ben.
Guys, this is absolutely epic. I have not heard Ruskin this fired up since, I don't remember when. It seems like a weekly thing. This is epic. The drama continues. The drama builds. And I love that you pointed out that the Arkansas media said they, quote, knew about this. I think it's ironic. And I think it's so amazing they had to get the Chicken Man to bring in a head coach. For all the people that hated California, right? Like, we're sorry cards, or we're grateful you're here, even though we gave you the double bird. I remember you saying that. I think this is epic. This just keeps with everything. Question is, now that Brazil's going and committing, how many people come back from the former roster? Does Battle come back? Does Devo come back? Does Calipari even want them? Does he even want them? And how many of these 4 and 5 stars at Kentucky follow him here? You guys are the best. I don't care what DQ says about you. when she's screening the calls, take care.
All right, thank you, Ben. Well, I'm glad you asked, because I'm looking at the current roster, and they have no one from last year's team and one recruit, Isaiah Elohim. That's it. There are 12. This is a blank canvas for John Calipari to do whatever the hell he wants with. And maybe he gets a 7-footer out of Arizona or brings some people from Kentucky with him. I don't know.
Yeah, there was a 7-footer, Ahmad Bradshaw, from Kentucky that entered the portal today.
Could they get two 7-footers?
Well, look, again, it depends on what Calipari wants to do. He likes bigs. Anthony Davis is a big. He likes bigs. So I would imagine if you are 6'10" or greater, he would like to have a word with you.
Yes.
And you can dribble a basketball, dribble and shoot a basketball. He would love to have that conversation. Again, blank canvas. And, you know, he's got to get to work. He's got to get, I think he's probably got to get, you know, 5 or 6 real quality players pretty quick and get the ball rolling. How many of the Kentucky kids want to come with him?
The other key to this is, you know, and if you get people out of the portal, this is what you're doing, is you got to get some experience. I mean, you've got to mix in experienced guys with a dollop of a couple of younger players in there. You can't do it with, you know, 8 one-and-dones. It doesn't work anymore. It didn't really work, honestly, at Kentucky. I mean, he went to, you know, hasn't went to the Final Four in 10 years. So it's, you know, it's, again, don't change, but adapt. The things out there, the you know, things have evolved with college basketball. You've got, if you come in here and think you can do the same, you know, roster building from 2010, it's not going to work. But if he adapts, it could go very well.
The era of the skinny high school kid, 5 of them leading you to the promised land is probably
no, it's over with. And you don't have time to, and no one develops people like that anymore, because if they don't play, they leave. No one sticks around for 3 years.
And if they do develop, they leave.
That's right. Yes, so, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie and Camden's on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, Charlie.
What's up, guys? Did you guys go outside and stare at the eclipse? What did you guys do that before the show?
DQ and I did. Zach called us rubes and tourists for doing that, so he wasn't as much of a participant as I still have my eclipse glasses right now here. So,
got on Zach. Well, you just didn't participate, man.
Rubes and tourists.
Hey guys, I will say this about Cal, and you know what he did do this year offensively? I think they were top 5 offense in the country. And they were talking about his offense more so adapting. They were terrible defensively. I don't know if you guys remember, we went down there and scored almost 100 on them down there. You know, that I think he somewhat hopefully figured out. You know, you got to speed the pace up and all that stuff with the new age, you know, new age of basketball. That's kind of what it is. You guys were talking about the bigs that hopefully he might look at, you know, hopefully if one of them can knock down shots too, because I think that's another thing with bigs. Like if, you know, I know you got Zach Edey out there, but you know, they got 4 guys around him who can shoot. So at all times, so not a lot of, you know, that you can't just, I mean, they can double him, but he can find guys. So that's another thing that I hope that, you know, I do think that he will bring in the talent. That's not the question. I think you guys pointed that out. He's going to bring the talent. But as you guys said, can he adapt, you know, not change? Because he can bring guys in here. Can he get a mixture of those 5 stars out of high school and then also the portal guys? But, hey, what I've heard, they've given him, like, what, $6 million to work with in NIL money? So, hey, there's not going to be much of an excuse. They've given him the money to work with, and supposedly it's up there. And that's because we went and got the guy they wanted us to get. So talking about Tyson. So anyway, so no excuses. Hopefully he can figure this out. I am excited for that. He's one of those type of coaches. You hate him if he's not coaching you. You know, some people have their opinion about him. But you hate him if he's on the other team. But, you know, maybe he can win us over as a fan base, you know. I just want to win. That's all it is. So, y'all have a good one.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate
it. You know the other thing about him?
Yeah.
Every coach they brought in here, you're like, are they up to the challenge? They've never coached at this level in the SEC at a program like this. He has. He's good. So, the learning curve should not be short for him. He should be able to hit the ground running and get to work.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
We're going to talk to Clay Henry in an hour here on Ruskin and Zach. Hey, you know, there's plenty of people taking a victory lap on this Calipari thing. You know, the whole I knew, but I couldn't tell you thing, which is bull crap. Nobody knew. But the only person that I've seen with tangible evidence is our Big Mike. On March 23rd, he sent us a text or a tweet or something that said, go get the Kentucky coach. Well, he's the only one.
The way he phrased it was that they would swap places.
Okay. Well, we're halfway there.
Yeah, you got half of
it's half of a swap.
And look, it ain't over there. And Calipari hasn't confirmed anything.
Wouldn't it be funny if Musselman went to Kentucky? Because everybody for 5 years was afraid. Don't take our coach. Don't take our coach.
If he left USC in a lurch, yeah, I'd find that incredibly funny.
But you'd love that. You would donate to Kentucky.
I actually would.
Yes. There it is.
I would.
Fantastic.
I would.
I love that. I love that path for you.
People think like I'm lying about it. I have donated more. You know who I give the most money to over the last like probably 25 years is like Oregon State. I have a whole bunch of Oregon State
stuff. You're in the Beaver Club?
Yeah. The first school that ever gave me something for that was Oregon State. They gave me a visor.
Hey.
Which I can't wear because my head's too big. But
yeah, I'm not a visor guy.
I'm not
either.
A visor guy.
I can't wear visor. I wear hats.
But I'll get T-shirts. I get all kinds of stuff when I send them. I always attach the same note. It's like, hey, I hate the University of Southern California. Thank you. You know, here's $100 to your general scholarship fund. Really appreciate you doing the Lord's work.
Yeah,
and
that's great,
and,
right?
And I get money. Yeah.
You know, I went to a baseball game for the first time in like 2 years on a Saturday, and nobody knew who I was, which is either great camouflage or nobody cares.
I'd go with the second one.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
You don't think anybody cares?
Nah.
Okay. I did. I even wore my sunglasses in the men's room to not be detected. That's how paranoid I was. Because, you know, if anybody's going to fight you, it's going to be, you know, at the paper towel dispenser in the men's room. You're that son of a... Get him!
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Corey V is texting. Every hour that goes by makes me think Calipari isn't coming. Guys.
That's funny.
Relax.
That's funny. Who is Cal's agent? Do we know?
You know what? Basketball agents are much tougher to find than football agents.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Here's his booking agent, like if you want him for like speaking and stuff.
I thought you were talking about his booking.
Oh, he's at CAA. Yeah, he's not a Sexton guy. Yeah. That's something else, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very much something
else. Let me inquire about booking him. Let me check out his availability. Oh, you have to fill out a form. Oh, that's fine. Oh, we don't pay. We should put that off the
top.
There'll be no honorarium here. But
are your TV viewing numbers official? 19 million for the game yesterday?
This is a guy with 596,000 followers.
Yeah, all right. We can run with that. 19 million?
Yeah, 18.7 million viewers for the game.
It's pretty good.
It's the most watched basketball game of any kind in 5 years. Pro, men, whatever. All of them. 19 million viewers for Iowa and South Carolina yesterday.
That's a good number. They did something yesterday that is smart. They put the game – I know they're, like the media types were complaining the game wasn't being played at like 6, 7, 8, 9 at night. And they put it on at 2 in the afternoon.
It clearly worked.
But your target audience is not you. It's not me. It's not even Olivia. It's young girls that play basketball, you know, 15, 16. That next group of girls that are coming – My daughter sat there, watched the pregame, watched the whole thing start to finish, and was like into it. We always complain like the world's like tonight's game starts at 8:20 our time, 9:20 Eastern.
Yeah.
Those kids that, you know, basketball fans, young college basketball fans, aren't going to be able to stay up that late on the East Coast or even into the Central time zone. It's going to be 10:30, 11 o'clock before that game's over. This kid's got to go to school tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, someone will watch.
No. I mean,
they're also concerned this year because it's on TBS. It's not on CBS.
It's also in Glendale, Arizona, which is in the Pacific time zone.
Right. So
you've got to, I mean, it's 6:20 out there. You can't put it on at 8 o'clock.
The game peaked with 24 million viewers.
Wow. But does it give it like a first half, second half, first quarter?
It doesn't. It just says it peaked. That would probably be near the end, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, as much, and rightfully so, Chuck, a lot of people rip ESPN because they go cheap on stuff now. They do not. They're in the game business and they're keeping announcers at home and doing stuff like that. But this is as good as a production of ESPN's done in ages. The studio crew is great with L. Duncan and Andrea Carter and those people. They are phenomenal. That's a great studio set. A great studio team. They should put them on the NBA. Their NBA team stinks. They put all those women on there. They'll do a good job. Rucco and Lobo are great. Yeah. Holly Rowe, one of the best sideline reporters in the business, yep. Period. They hit all the notes. And they did a really good job at the end because it could have been very easy to turn into Caitlin Clark's last game. Oh, by the way, South Carolina won. But Caitlin Clark's last game. They did a nice job of a balance. Like, they showed South Carolina. They showed Caitlin Clark walk off. You got Dawn Staley's like 5 minutes. Then they went back to Caitlin Clark for a second, and then they went back to South Carolina. Like they covered it all.
Well, they also knew who most people were there to see, and that was Caitlin Clark. So
but they didn't overkill. They always overkill with stuff there.
The main broadcast was very good. Yeah. This other one that they did.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
Taurasi, Cheryl Miller, and Sue Bird.
It wasn't any good.
You want to talk about some jealous people? This is the group. I mean, the WNBA is clamoring for any sort of foothold. And between Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark and all the girls that are Paige Beckers, all these girls that are coming, when the TV contract gets renewed and these girls are a part of it and it goes up, I hope these women, Diana Taurasi in particular, understand that the reason that all of this is happening is not because of her. Because of Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers and Angel Reese and Cardoza and all these women that are coming. Because I can tell you right now, the people aren't watching the WNBA for whatever product they're putting on right now. It's this next crop of girls. These women can play, and they're becoming household names. I mean, be honest with me. If they put, I forget who has the first pick in the WNBA draft.
Indiana.
If they're on Tuesday night on opening night and it's Caitlin Clark's debut game, you're probably going to take a peek at it.
Well, they will put it on when it is accessible to people. They're not going to bury it on
everybody who watched
CBS Sports Network.
All of this is going to take a peek at the game.
Right.
Okay? This is what women's college basketball, which is a terrific sport, this is what it needs. It needs this injection of personality and life and all of these things. And having Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi just taking shots at Caitlin Clark, she's not real smart.
Yeah,
I mean, this is going to be the reason that it takes off is Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers, again, Angel Reese. All of this has been great for the sport. Now, I do hope this. I saw Darius Rucker there last night cheering on South Carolina, all these celebrities.
Drinking a beer, by the way. Didn't he get a DUI recently?
All right.
Oops.
Now, Jason Sudeikis was there.
Oh, you don't like him?
No. I have no problem with Jason Sudeikis. I just hope that he thoroughly enjoyed this run. And he was there. And I'll give him this. He wasn't out there seeking attention or anything like that. He was just in the crowd, had the hat on. He was just there to root on Caitlin Clark and Iowa women's basketball team. I hope to hell that he has to sit through Iowa football during the fall. Because if not, you're a fraud.
Is he an Iowa fan?
I saw him at a Kansas game earlier this year. If you're going to do it.
Which Kansas
do
team?
Men's basketball.
Okay. All right. So he maybe is an Iowa guy. He's not from there.
I think if you're going to be front and center for this run to the finals, you have to go through Iowa football.
He's from Virginia.
I know. Where?
Fairfax.
That's not Virginia. That's Maryland.
He's from Maryland.
Wow. I just, you know, by the way, Caitlin Clark scored more points in her career than Iowa football, just FYI, did during the same
season. I heard you that time. I will not make the joke again 2 minutes later. I heard you that time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's right. Yeah, Hootie was drinking a Modelo at the game when they showed him.
I love a good Modelo.
Yeah. It was in a can, though, so, you know, it's not as
really?
Good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you can't take a bottle out there.
No, they frown upon it.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, he claims Kansas City, I guess. Hey, are the Royals leaving? Like, what's the deal there?
I don't know.
Because they voted down the stadium deal.
Yeah, but let's get further down the road here. I think the instant reaction, they're leaving. No way. Royals.
It'd be funny if they did, though.
It would be funny. I mean, Nashville is going to be the next.
They're dying to get a team.
They'll be next.
And maybe the Sacramento thing goes well. Maybe they get a team.
First of all, they're just the Athletics now.
I know, but the Athletics that are just the Athletics will be playing in Sacramento in a stadium smaller than Palm Walker.
Here we go.
Stadium.
Here's a text out of the 870. Iowa wins 10 games a year. Not terrible. What do you do when you play you got beat 35-0 in a bowl game. I mean, settle down. And you had your whole team.
No.
Settle down.
That's an Iowa fan just mad because they're stuck with Fran McCaffrey and Arkansas has John Calipari. So deal with it.
Whoa. Okay.
Scoreboard. Fran McCaffrey stinks. John Calipari doesn't stink. There
you're
you
talking
go.
Talking about Kirk Ferentz. Fran McCaffrey's a basketball team.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was talking about basketball.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
On three is now, hang on, let me
is it real on three?
Yeah,
let's go through the process
here.
It
is. Joe Tipton, who has 84,000 followers.
Yeah, he's the Kentucky guy.
All right, well, he is now reporting that Isaiah Elohim has requested a release from his national letter of intent.
Okay, so that would mean, if that happens, that Calipari, there are no players on this team.
That's correct.
There are 13 empty. He's going to walk into the Arkansas locker room, and it's going to be Will Smith in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air living room.
There is nobody on this roster right now.
Is that true?
That's what I'm reading.
Look at that. This is also, as unprecedented as it is for Arkansas to hire John Calipari, it's also unprecedented for a coach to take over with zero players. I've never heard. Have you ever heard anything like this?
No.
I've never heard of it. They have zero players. None.
Wow.
They're all gone.
So this is.
Get the managers. They just won a national title.
That's true. By the way, shout out to the Arkansas managers. They won the national title in a very defensive game.
It was low scoring.
Put up 31 points.
Well, it's hard to shoot in the dome, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I've always said that.
Including Musselman's son.
Oh, no. Yeah. He couldn't shoot.
Well, he was already planning his move. He was distracted for the game. Right. I mean, that's clearly what happened there.
So,
really, so if Elohim...
Derek and Fable points out that the guy down at LSU had no players when he arrived down there.
What, McMahon? Is that his name? What's his name?
Yeah. The guy from... wasn't he from Murray State? Jaws coach? I get that right? Boy, I'm blanking. All I know is Mulkey and Brian Kelly.
Matt McMahon. That's the guy. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that, like, you should be, like, concerned. It's just strange.
Yeah,
I'm not concerned about it. I've just never seen it before. Like, I don't think it means you're going to win 3 games next year, go 3-28 or whatever. But that is strange
this
to have
good,
zero
this
players.
This is a good point. Text by the 870 says Calipari won't be able to blame the previous regime.
Although they all left.
Yeah, there's nobody.
He doesn't have to meet with the team when he gets here. There is no team.
Also true.
I mean, there's no one to meet
with. Yes, your exit interviews will be very quick.
Right.
I'm certain.
What does he do?
I think first thing you do is, I mean, you have a conversation with the guys in the portal if you want them to come back.
Otherwise, yeah, I mean, there are still people around here working out stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they're still in school. I mean, they're still enrolled because you got to be eligible next semester. So they're still here. So you have the conversation and, or if you don't want them, you don't have the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I've never seen it. They had all this propaganda. Plus, he was ready to take that first video of him meeting with the team. There's no team to meet with.
No. A lot of
That's right. He's talking to an empty meeting room with all those seats.
There's no video of him addressing the team and saying, guys, we're going to be okay. It's going to be fine.
Like when Chad Morris got hired, they was like, everybody sit up straight. Everybody sit up straight. Pay attention. I'm like, oh, boy. What is this, math? Come
I
on,
like
man.
Their chances, Chuck.
All right. It's 15 after the hour here on Ruskin Attack.
What if they got a bunch of us to just kind of sit in?
Well, you could get the media to sit in, and they will. They'll start doing the Hoosiers.
I make it a good one, Strap.
Yeah.
It's an extended. First of all, the claps are never that long, but okay.
It was long in that movie.
Yeah, I got it.
Welcome to Indiana High School Basketball. I hope to God he says that. The first time he walks out into the arena, welcome to Arkansas Basketball.
Oh, God, what a moment. Oh, I'll cry.
Even I'll cry. Yeah, can we get a Calipari candle? Can we get those done? Let's get that going.
Yeah, I'm working on the musk candle.
Maybe we should chill on the candles.
Why?
It doesn't work out.
Works out fine.
Well, okay.
Taylor Swift's in here. She's a billionaire. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Okay, that's different.
She's out there at the Eclipse.
Candles.
Written out a campsite.
For those of you that are on TV.
Yeah. All right. He's going to. We have a new item here. Item number 17.
Right, we have a Strike the Sasquatch from the Northwest Arkansas Nationals.
His pants.
We have his pants.
Yeah, there's those Strike's pants. He's Zach is holding them up now to the camera. Right,
we're gonna
kind of dirty.
Yeah, we're going to hang these like.
You need to bleach those.
No.
You don't want them? No. Are they
still? Do they smell?
I don't know. You want to smell them?
No.
You haven't smelled Strike's
you
pants?
You haven't smelled them? Smell them.
Perverts?
Notice how the bottom is cuffed, like because he's a monster. Get it? I mean, that's the joke
so
there.
We're gonna hang those. But I think a muscleman. Look, if you want to dump off your muscleman stuff, we'll take it.
We will take
we'll
it.
Absolutely
yeah, we
absolutely take
we,
it.
We will be the place where you can bring it. Yes, we're happy to do that. All right. By the way, I completely think that today. Calipari was at the house and he saw that news car going around the neighborhood.
Oh,
he's like, I'm going to go walk the dog. I'll be back.
This is the way this went down. Well, honey, I've been inside for four. Watch this. And it's like me when I leave. It's just grabbing everything he can. Give me the stroller. I'll take that. Give me the dog. I'll take that. And he's out there on his cell phone. And
yeah, he had a lot going on.
You know what? If that's the way he genuinely is, I'm cool with this. We're going to have a good time. We're going to win.
That's right.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. No, this is there's more people now on the Elohim thing. Arkansas, John Calipari has no players to meet with when he gets to Arkansas. One. There's no one on the team. That is just weird. All right. Well,
saves time.
It does save time. Hey, it's more time to,
every day they're saving money.
They are.
These guys aren't on scholarship
That's
anymore.
Right. Okay. And they will pass that savings along to you,
yeah,
the Razorback fan.
Oh, you bet they will. If John Tyson is paying for all of this, you shouldn't have to pay any more.
That's right. Your ticket price just should decrease.
That's correct.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
All right.
All right. Clay Henry joins us now here on Ruskin and Zach. Clay, good afternoon.
How are y'all doing?
Anything happened this weekend? How's your weekend? How are the cicadas?
The ground has got to be 64 degrees, so they're probably a few weeks away. Okay. I'm tying them. I'm ready. You know, I mean, for everybody that was ready with eclipse sunglasses, I'm ready with cicadas.
Did you watch the eclipse?
I did. I went out behind the fly shop. Monday's my day at the fly shop. Gene N walked up from the house to the fly shop and brought our glasses. And then we had eclipse cookies. There's one row that's like, you know, dark Oreos and one row of white Oreos. So we could take their cookies and move them back and forth and pretend like it was the eclipse.
Oh,
we didn't do anything near as cool as that.
No, but Zach made fun of
her. That was her idea. She's clever.
I did not make fun of you.
You definitely made fun of DQ and I for going outside and we were looking at it.
All I said
was that you guys were a couple of rubes and tourists.
That's and then all you asked for my glasses so you could see the eclipse.
There we go.
Hypocrite.
It's like, yep, it was like, okay, but when it got down to the nitty-gritty, he wanted to see it.
Yeah, he wanted to see it.
I looked up. I said, hey, it's the eclipse, and I went back to what I was
doing. And then he was making fun of all the people at the bank across the street that walked outside and were looking at
it. So did you!
That's the time that's the time you can go in and pilfer the money, yeah.
Oh, we didn't think of that.
Is it required now, like at once you hit 50 years old, when you walk into the bank to ask them if they have any free samples?
That's funny.
that's kind of like in the old days, we used to call the Little Rock Zoo and says, can you get Mr. Lion on the phone?
Is your refrigerator running?
Yeah. You better go get it.
Yep. Well, we're here again, Clay. Razorback Athletics, Theater of the Unexpected. And here we are as Arkansas is prepared to make John Calipari the next men's basketball coach, an announcement forthcoming.
This is pretty big, guys. I mean, this is never would have believed it, but here it is. Makes perfect sense. It is the exact same thing that, you know, Arkansas was good fortune to get Bobby Petrino back. You know, Sam Pittman really needed an offensive coordinator, and one of the best in the world really needed to come to Arkansas. I mean, he's Petrino. And, I mean, I think it's the same thing in basketball. Arkansas really needs a great head coach, and there's a really great head coach that needs Arkansas. And, you know, I talked to Eddie Sutton at length about the pressures at Kentucky that will just eat you up. And they got Eddie. And I just want to know, when they have this press conference tomorrow, is John Calipari going to say, I would have crawled from Lexington?
I hope so.
Oh, man. You want to talk about – he'd get a 20-minute –
the place will erupt.
You know how at the film festivals they give, like, those 20-minute standing ovations? Like, yeah. He'd get a 30-minute standing ovation here if he used
that
line.
He may not just say it like that, but he may say, this is a great place to crawl to.
Yeah, if he alludes to it, that'll work too. Yeah, yeah.
Just crawl.
Are you breaking news that they're going to have the press conference tomorrow?
I think they are. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I know I better. I'm going to be ready. I've got some things I got to get done. And I'm trying to decide whether I don't watch the basketball game tonight and get them done. You know, it's a feature that's due Wednesday. And I think tomorrow's just going to be a blur, though. That's my gut. I'm usually right about
that. If they did that, they'd have to announce it tonight, right?
No.
Didn't announce it after the game.
You're not going to announce it in the morning and have the press conference tomorrow afternoon, are you? You got to do this in stages so everybody can celebrate.
They can do what they want to, Zach.
Oh, yeah,
they can.
Fine.
Maybe they
Let me just say, sometimes I know.
Okay.
Sounds like you know.
All right. Okay. All right. See, all you had to do was say that.
Has the Palm Squad been asked to assemble? That's a question.
All right.
That's how you know.
Now we know.
Yeah. There's somebody that's been asked to assemble.
There you go. See? There it is. Yeah. So this is we are getting people, though, because, you know this is the way the world works. There are people, Clay, that are texting in that are nervous that it hasn't been made official yet. And, you know, it's basically done.
You know, there's people that worry about everything. There were people worried that the eclipse wasn't going to happen. There are people that worried that it was going to happen and that they would be gone. You know what I was worried about?
What's that?
Every time that I'm outside and having a good time, I just go all the way back to my childhood, and it gets dark, and my mother would say, you have to come in and take a bath.
Yeah.
And I thought that's what was going to happen. It got dark, and I'm having a good time. I was like, no. Somebody's going to – I mean, darkness is never good. You can't play golf. You can't fish. You can fish at night, but I don't like it.
Well, can't hunt at night.
But hey, this has been a unique day because of the eclipse. And when I woke up, there was a text from my daughter. I mean, I have to be at the fly shop at 7, so I'm up early. She's up early too. And she says, this is a surprise. It's going to be – you know, this is the coach. And, I mean, you know, I'm getting the fog out of my eyes and got a coffee, you know, cup brewing. And, you know, it's like, oh, well, I didn't see this coming. And I didn't. You know, I was at the baseball game Saturday afternoon and, you know, ran into the chancellor, you know, behind the boxes. And he was working on something. I mean, he was working on something. I'm sure it was already happening. You know, Hunter's in Glendale, and he's meeting with – I mean, I didn't know it, but he had to be meeting with the Kentucky coach. Let's talk about him a little bit.
Who?
Calipari.
Okay.
First of all, I think it's a good fit. I think he loves Arkansas. I mean, respects it. You know what I'm saying is, you know, he's lost to them. He knows what this is. Just think about, you know, when he got ejected, how loud it was. You know, when he's leaving the court, so loud that his players covered their ears. He knows that's something good that he's going to have. It's never like that in Rupp. Never that loud, and they had 24,000. You know he's going to have great players. He knows how to get them. I think he got burned out at Kentucky, and I think it's going to be a fresh start, and I think it's going to be great.
What about Ashley
Judd? He had
Judd?
Great respect for Nolan.
What about Ashley Judd, Clay? Has anyone checked on her?
We don't need her.
Okay.
Yeah. We got our own celebrity fans. We don't need her.
We don't need her.
We got Robert from Nashville.
Hey, you mean – you guys, didn't y'all have the hurdler at Miss Arkansas or Miss University of Arkansas?
Yeah, we did. Miss U of A on Friday.
We'll put her in the third row and everybody can say, there she is.
There you go. Yeah.
I mean, we don't need Ashley Judd.
I just asked if anybody had checked on her.
Wait a minute. Ashley Judd is old. She has gotten old. She is not what she once was.
All right. Talking with Clay Henry here, your drive home.
She'd say the same thing about me. She probably has.
Yeah.
Do you know Ashley Judd?
I mean, I've been in the media room when she's kind of stormed through in her little Kentucky T-shirt, yeah.
Huh. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Different games at the SEC tournament. I mean, you know, like she didn't come into the arena like the rest of the fans. I mean, it's like, you know, she's spoiled.
She went through the loading dock.
Yeah, like you go through the dock. That's where the important people go.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm supposed to. She's not.
Well, that's okay. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Do I have to apologize? At that game where you got thrown out, Clay, I was sitting in the upper tank and I gave him two middle fingers. Do I need to apologize for that?
Yeah, I think you should do it right now and get it over with.
Okay, well, I apologize to
we're done with
John
that.
Calipari and all of his family members for that terrible display of poor sportsmanship on my part.
You know, the thing about that is they won the game.
They came. Were they trailing when that happened?
By like 19 or something. Yeah, 17.
Yeah, they won. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it was like Arkansas didn't score again. I mean, we thought it was over, and it was.
They went to the stall ball, and they just kept stealing it. Yeah.
I'm sure he went to the locker and was like, "I got him right where I want him."
Oh, he knew what he was doing there. Absolutely.
Man, they were good. They were so talented, and they have been talented. I think it's. You know, we saw it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to put all that together. But I like the idea of bringing in five stars and seeing if we can put it together. It's just like that's my idea of fun.
Yeah. Let's see. That was a I'm looking at the stats on that game.
They were up by a couple, like three or four.
Arkansas led by 12 with two. No. That's not right. That's Kentucky led by 12 with 2 minutes left.
Yeah. They blew them out.
Yeah.
Kentucky did.
Yeah. All right. We're talking with Clay Henry here. Your drive home powered by Mr. Sparky, 866-285-4005 to join us on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. The thing I wonder about Calipari, he is 1-4 in his last five NCAA tournament games. I know the players will be here, but the players were at Kentucky too, and the March success hasn't been what it was a decade ago when he went to the Final Four and he won it all in 2012. If he's willing to adapt, I think it's the sky's the limit. But if he's going to come here and be and try the 2010 stuff again, I don't know. He'll win a lot of games, but will he win important NCAA games? I can't answer that, given the previous results.
I think there's every year it's an individual thing, and you can say what it's been. But I just wonder if, you know, a fresh start really changes things. And, you know, I think you learn. I think he probably learned, you know, there's some things you don't have to just go after just one and done. You can have some, you know, some grad transfers. You can do some things like that. You know, we'll see. But I really like the idea of watching five stars.
There are officially zero players scholarship players on the roster right now.
I think that's a plus.
Okay. I was going to ask
that
you.
That doesn't cloud things for him. And I don't think him finding 13 players is going to be a problem. I really don't. I think he's going to, you know, we heard all kinds of rumors about, you know, NIL. He's got NIL money. He knows it. He wouldn't be coming if he didn't. I mean, he could sit out for a year if he didn't like the right landing spot. This is a good landing spot, and things are set for him, or he wouldn't be coming.
I'll just question, and I you don't have to answer this if you don't want to. But did you sit
I know
back?
That. You don't have to tell me I don't have to answer something. I never have to answer anything you ask. Go ahead.
You done?
Maybe.
You sat back and watched.
We should point out this is all in jest, so Tommy doesn't call Zach.
No, it is.
Hey, be nice to Clay.
I don't need the time.
I mean, it's like I went out to practice one day in Mike Irwin's. You and Chuck had a tiff. I mean, y'all went at it.
Right, exactly.
You hate his guts. Don't ask. No. It's just radio, man.
Well, the last time this happened, Zach got a phone call saying, hey, be nice to Clay. Yeah. And we just want to point out that this is all part of the show.
Well, you know, there's sometimes he deserves that.
You know what?
Ask your question.
Did you sit back on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and watch the quote-unquote media types run with false information and go, what are y'all doing? Because it seemed to me like everybody had a source, and you know this better than anybody. Nobody had a source. Nobody until the very end.
Yeah, but I heard y'all a couple of times, and I did do that because, you know, they didn't have anything, and there is the fear that, okay, if I don't have anything, I would rather be wrong and just have a story.
Yeah.
But that's wrong, too. That's, you know, that's how you get a reputation is being a do-nothing. You did something, but you should have done nothing. You should have just let it play out. And, you know, there's times you do get information. Well, then that's the time. You know, you double up and find another source. But one of the things that you guys have put out there that is really false is that people at the U of A or other college put out a smoke screen with wrong information. They don't. They are very helpful. If you got information and you need to check it, they will help you and say, no, that isn't it. That's not even close to it. And, you know, drop it like a hot potato. But there's so many people that don't have their trust that they can't do that. They can't call and ask politely, hey, what is this? You know, and if they don't give you an answer, well, then, you know, well, you might be on to something. But they don't want false information out there in any way, shape, or form. That does not help anybody. And so I don't think that there may be people that don't have the guts or don't have the source to call and check, but they don't put out false information. There may be false information out there because they talk to somebody that doesn't know and they feel like they have to tell somebody something or it looks like they're not in the know.
Okay. So, and just give me, let's paint this with a very broad brush. How does the information about Chris Beard get out there? If you had to guess, hey man, they got a plane down there, gassed up and ready to go. Then it was Jerome.
There's a guy. There's a guy that thinks that he caused the eclipse, and he thinks that he turned the sun off, and he turns the sun back on. And he's an attorney. His name is Jimmy Sexton. Hmm. And that's where a lot of misinformation, because that's the kind of information that if he puts it out, it helps his client.
Okay, so Beard is he's a Sexton client, right?
Correct. They all are.
Okay. Well, yesterday,
I mean, just assume until you hear otherwise that they're Sexton clients. Everyone.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Okay, so yesterday,
because more of them are Sexton than aren't.
Because
if they're not Sexton clients, they will be soon.
I find the mechanics of this coaching searches fascinating. Yesterday, the state's
largest... Okay, let me just tell you. Let me ask a question. Oh, no, I get to ask a question.
Okay, go ahead. Ask your question.
So, do you actually work the coaching search?
Meaning, am I involved in it?
Yeah, or
absolutely
you just read
not.
Everything.
I
okay.
Actually,
so, that's unless you work it, you don't understand it. and how to do it. And it is very complex, and it takes incredible amount of work. And you have to sort through it all. And you have to understand the first time you're told something, you check it, you check it, and you check it, and you check it. And then it all once will all come together, and you realize this is where it's at. But most people, the first time they get just one bit of information, they run with it, and it's likely to be wrong.
I mean, that's J School 101 is have three sources. How does the state's
largest... Two is good. If they're both good, two is enough.
Yeah, if they're solid, sure. Now, yesterday, the state's largest newspaper reported that Chris Jans and Darryl Walker were interviewing for the job. I don't understand.
They could have been scheduled for, but they, you know.
Well, I guess
here's the thing. Just because you interview does not mean you're the number one guy. And there's always the chance that the number one, it blows up.
Mm-hmm.
So you bet. You know, the last thing you want to do is just be standing there and it's like, oh, we got to start over. Well, what's plan B? Well, it's a lot better if you're already down the road with plan B.
You know, do you know by chance who Calipari's agent is? Is he with CAA?
That's Sexton.
Okay, that's Sexton. Okay. So the Calipari thing doesn't come together in 8 hours. It doesn't come together on a Sunday afternoon. That had to have been in the works for at least a couple of days to a week. That's what's fascinating to me is like you were hearing Jans, we're hearing Darryl Walker, we're hearing Beard, we're hearing all of this stuff, and Calipari's name is the last name to surface. And everybody goes, whoa, and that starts sending off alarm bells to me that hey, this is real.
Well, but here's the problem. And I don't care if they're the state's biggest paper or not. Sometimes you put two and two together and you think you got it, and you don't have it. And that's not somebody putting out false information. And here's the other part about it is that sometimes the front end of stuff, there is some information out there that they've got a plan. And maybe it trickles down through Board of Trustees. But when somebody tells you, there's a chain reaction, and sometimes that's 5 days old. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're already down the road, you know, with something else. And you see it most in recruiting. So recruiting and coach search stories will make liars out of all of us. Mm-hmm. They just will, because it just changes. And so what you find out at 4 p.m., by 8 p.m., it could be changed several different ways, especially in recruiting. You know, it just keeps changing. You know, and it's but you better have plan A, you better have plan B, plan C. And they may have thought they had Calipari, but you also know that's a guy that can change his mind at any time.
Yeah. Well,
he's in some ways he's bigger than you are. So you better have another plan.
My problem over the weekend was they screwed up the Beard thing. The AD's doing a terrible job. I did not agree with the fans' assessment of that being the situation. I didn't like that at all. I mean, we don't even know if Juracek and Beard ever even spoke. There's no reporting on any of that actually happening. So I didn't think that was a fair freak out by the fans that, oh my God, look what's going on. This thing's a mess. I never believed that at all in the situation. So that was something that bothered me.
What if it was? It doesn't matter now. It is not. That is ancient history, and I mean it is like, you know, when I go all the way back to my dating days. You ask somebody out, they say no, and then they come back. Somebody comes. You have an intermediary. They come back and says, hey, she might say yes if you call back. Well, I'm going to go over here. And then you find out later, I mean, she was just dying for you to call back. And well, it's like, well, no, I'm dating her and I'm going to marry her. And then you find out, well, she's sick. Well, that's just tough luck. You know, and Beard, you know, the same thing. You don't know what he really wanted to do. I mean, he might have just been playing for, and, you know, Sexton is a master at that. A master.
Right.
And, you know, I dealt with him years and years ago. And then I realized you cannot talk to that guy. You just can't. It was bad. I think it was when he was just getting started, and I can't remember if Oklahoma was hiring a coach or Oklahoma State was. And I got a call from him. He knew I was the guy that was writing the lead story, you know, the I mean, I was just beating the crap out of the Oklahoma City paper with everything I wrote. And he called with some information. And you know what? It wasn't right. It was not right. You know, he wow. was not representing his client right. And I vowed I will never let that happen again. And I mean, and he's done it forever and ever.
Yeah. Clay, can we trust a man who walks a dog with a stroller? I mean, this is Arkansas basketball is important, and Cal's out there walking a dog with a stroller.
I want to tell you, we've got a lab that's about to be 15, and if you know anything about labs, that's really old. And her hips, we pick her up, you know, from the front, and put her on the bed, and then we lift her back hips up. She can get down off the bed, but she can't jump up on it. You know, we've got a 15-month-old that she can jump over. But when it is time, I promise you, we will walk that dog in a stroller. We're going to, I mean, it may be way past what we should do. So you're asking the wrong person.
Okay. His dog was younger, but it felt like we think that Cal was like looking at all the,
well, we don't
the
know.
TV
it's
cameras.
A smaller dog. It's smaller we don't know dog. If it's the
but
age.
But you don't
dog.
Know what the hips are or whatever. Yeah.
I think he went outside and went, let's have some fun.
I guarantee you, Harry King, he's told me he walks his dog in a stroller. It's a really old dog, and, you know, the hips are bad, you know, and it's a smaller dog. Same kind of deal. So you're asking, if you're wanting to make fun of him for walking his dog and you don't know the condition of the dog, so, yeah, we're going to have Tommy call you and kind of straighten you out a little bit.
Well, I'm sure he'll be calling anyway. The game was tied at 44 when Calipari got
through. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A low-scoring okay. affair. Thank
but you. We thought we had him, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, up there in 205.
He's gone.
We thought we had it. Yeah, that's right. It yeah. rallied
so
the team.
So you were probably the only one that did the double bird, right? You're the only
Van
one.
Van Horn was yelling at him.
Well, he wasn't
oh,
flipping
yeah,
him off, though. He
no,
waved
he
at him.
Off,
he was waving bye-bye. You know, that's yeah. what's going on. Oh, yeah. More civilized than me.
Oh, Dave kind of coughed that information up, though, didn't he? Didn't he say it one time?
Yeah, yes. Somewhere the picture is online. I got to find
yeah.
it.
Oh,
it's a screen.
He couldn't
you can see it on
it.
TV. Yeah, somebody needs to turn that like into a T-shirt. You know, yeah. just like the just.
He wasn't like waving goodbye; he was waving hello.
Yes, exactly.
He was welcoming
right,
him
right,
just
right.
For, you know, 4 years later or something like that. Maybe yeah. that's what it was. Yeah, we're talking with Clay Henry here, Arkansas, and John Calipari. Maybe a press conference tomorrow. We're waiting to hear the official word on all of that stuff, and we're all hoping that he references Eddie Sutton's crawl to whatever thing at
Lexington.
Some point in the remarks. Yeah. Called a Lexington, crawling back here, you know, 39 years later or whatever. So I hope.
See, I would crawl yeah. to Lexington if they called.
I'll yeah. tell you, he'll get a 20-minute standing ovation. They'll do it in the arena, and they'll let fans in, and he'll get a 20-minute standing ovation if he does that. I mean, he won't be able to shut the people up. It'll be great.
Yeah.
It'll be a phenomenal
you know,
moment.
Back to the, you know, the coach search rumors and everything. You guys don't really care. You just need something to talk about, right? You didn't care if they're right or wrong. It's just like, this is it. You know,
in all honesty, Clay,
we need Twitter. We need something to talk about.
I love the coaching search over the weekend yeah. because I didn't look at any of this stuff for 2 days. And I'm like, well, they'll find a coach and, you know, and we'll talk about
they
it
did.
At 2 o'clock on Monday. And then there you go. So it was this is the least stressed I've been about a coaching search because it happened mostly over a weekend when we're not on the air. So I had fun. I don't know if anybody else had fun, but I had a good time with this one.
Yeah. You know. I mean, their work, and I think most good reporters absolutely hate them, you know, because it is constant turmoil, and you have some really good sources, and sometimes they don't know anything, but they want to tell you something, and you're just like, man, he doesn't know.
And people, it sounds
he might know, and so you have to keep checking them.
And it sounds like what you're telling us is that, you know, reliable people with information may just lie to your face.
Well, but they may have a little bit of information.
Yeah.
And sometimes it checks out. Well, yeah, they did know a little bit, but they weren't getting it all.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's really difficult and it's really tough. It was great in a different time where you had to have a story about 11 p.m. So all the stuff that happened during the day, you're checking it. But there's no internet. There is radio, but there was no, you know, in the 80s and 90s, there wasn't any talk radio. That hadn't, you know, that didn't exist. So there wasn't any constant updating a story and putting it online and then rewriting. I, you know, the guys that that really do reporting right at the very bottom of a story that maybe has changed a couple of times, it will say, this story has been updated to correct an earlier error. Well, that's rare for a reporter that does that. Nobody wants to admit that their earlier story was wrong, so they just correct it. And you open it up again. Well, that's not what the guy wrote 30 minutes ago. Well, he's updated it.
Yeah.
But it's the good ones. Now, a lot of the poor sites, the poor websites, they don't ever admit that they made a mistake.
Just delete it.
Never. No. Well, they just write over it and hit send again, and it disappeared. So if you took a picture of it on your phone, you might have it, but that, their mistake.
Yeah. It is, once again, theater of the unexpected here in Arkansas with this athletic program. There's no doubt about it.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.